Okay, we're here on Angels and Hellions, brought to you by myself, Kevin Hellions, and as always,
Ms. No Last Moniker.
Ms. No Last Moniker.
First name Elise.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
And I'm not.
No. So, background. Background for all of you listening at home or on the road or whatever journey
on
you're taking.
On the bus,
taking
if you're like me.
On the bus, on the train, green eggs and ham
in
all
an
the
airplane.
Way. Exactly. Exactly. Have you ever seen that movie? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, John Candy,
no.
Steve Martin. Oh, actually,
I was like, they
funny.
Made a green eggs and ham movie? Seriously?
Would you be shocked?
No, but I'd be shocked that I hadn't heard of it.
All right, I'll give you that. I mean, you know what? I have not seen the Cat in the Hat movie, and I heard it's terrible.
I did see it. I saw it in the theater with my mother and my ex-husband, and it was a terrible movie.
I heard it's fucking awful.
It really is.
Is the Grinch any good?
I actually liked that, because the Grinch,
sat through the whole thing.
All right, this is my thing.
By the way, pause for a second. Kevin Hellions, that's Elise.
We already did that.
And okay. And teamhellions.com and nerdnuptials.etsy.com. And this is Angels and Hellions. I think we're up to episode like 9 or 10 that this will be, or somewhere around there. I don't know.
I'm glad we could rewind and do what we already did.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Anyways, my thing with the Grinch is that the Grinch in no way replaces the animated classic you're used to. That is a standalone thing. That's fantastic.
It's a classic.
And the movie is sort of a reinterpretation. You get like the...
But not a good one. So
no, I thought that was good. But you get, a look at the... What made the Grinch the Grinch, his childhood and all that. I thought it was cute.
So, like, are there...
It's like a restructuring of the Grinch.
Are there more Grinches?
No.
Like, are they a race of people?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to say he's adopted or something. But he actually grows up in Whoville.
Oh, all right.
And
I should watch it.
And has a bad childhood. Because he's hairy and green.
So they're prejudice against jaded Americans.
Yes.
Well, that's just fucking all of them.
Anyway.
So it's Thursday, and usually Elise and I do a drunk podcast on Thursday nights. And we'll
it's
watch...
not actually usually Thursdays. You always say this, but normally we just do a podcast when we watch the Thursday shows.
True. Okay, so it actually is
Thursday. And we stopped
recording
some of those
shows. They weren't even on tonight.
But we wouldn't have recorded them if they were, would we?
I don't know. Like, I don't hate it, but I'm not worried about
it. I do hate it a little bit.
Which one? Outsourced or Perfect Couples?
Outsourced offends me. But I can. There's still the laugh lines there. Perfect Couples. I rarely even laugh.
Outsourced isn't even like smart.
I spend
offensive.
Most of the time asking you why something's funny, and then you explain why, and I'm like, oh, okay, I did get that. It just wasn't funny.
That's true. And I mean, Outsourced isn't even like smart offensive. Like Tosh is offensive and rude as hell, but it's
but at the
funny.
Same time,
so
I feel
well
like
done.
Tosh is doing what like the Chappelle Show did.
Yeah.
He is. There's a way to interpret it that it's just racist. You know, someone who is racist could watch it and read what they wanted to in it.
But
I feel like he's actually making fun of those people.
Yeah. Everyone's
not agreeing with them.
He's making fun of everyone. And he's an equal opportunity offender. He makes fun of everyone, even himself.
I don't even think it's that so much as that I think a lot of times he's making fun of racism.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm sure some people don't get that and either, A, don't like it or are like, yeah, I'm a Nazi skinhead and that's funny.
True. I don't think he's racist at all, though.
I don't either. That, like I said, I think he's making fun of racist people.
Yeah. He's also, like...
Like, Sarah Silverman's a great example.
Yeah.
If you take her at face value, like, literally just interpret the words,
it's
horrible.
Like she's going to start the Fourth Reich.
Horrible.
Or didn't that already happen? She's going to start a Reich of some
sort. I just think we were at the third one.
Okay, maybe comics have had a Fourth Reich.
Maybe. But I think Sarah Silverman is actually educated, does not actually believe in any difference between ethnicities.
No.
But is making like drawing awareness that there are people that think that way.
Yeah.
And yeah, you've got your people that aren't educated enough to understand that and take it the wrong way and at face value.
Well, like some
what are you gonna do?
Yeah, true. Well, like some I'm trying to think of people who are offensive, and it's like, is it being smart or is it just to be offensive? Like, there are episodes of Family Guy where we're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're just trying to push a line for the sake of pushing a line.
And then, like, the more and more
watching... And I don't mean, like, a line of dialogue. I mean,
or a line of animation. But I think, like, American Dad and Cleveland Show will push stuff, too. But because they're sort of, like, a tribute to your traditional family sitcom shows, like, there's still lesson, there's still message, there's still a good family thing. Like, there's a point, there's a reason. They'll go for something ridiculous and over the top and offensive, but there's still something there. And I think Family Guy at this point is like, fuck it, let's just do whatever we want.
I would say that's true.
Yeah. And not to say I don't enjoy the hell out of it still.
So speaking of offensive, and I actually asked you this earlier today and you didn't answer. Okay. You are Catholic.
Yeah.
And Catholics' stance on abortion is what?
The Pope is saying that all life is sacred and life begins at the moment of conception, and thus all Roman Catholics should be pro-life, no matter what.
What about the Antichrist?
Right.
Are we suddenly pro-choice when it's the Antichrist?
But would you know it's the Antichrist in the womb, though? In utero?
Rosemary's Baby. That's what I'm looking at here.
True. True.
She's being, like, she primed.
I feel like she doesn't want to get rid of it.
I never saw the movie. I read the book.
Okay.
But I mean, she does not want to have an Antichrist baby. She's trying to get away from this cult, but it's happening. Yeah. I mean, she was raped by Satan. So
I mean, if we go Rosemary's Baby,
so she is with his child.
If we go Rosemary's Baby with it to a point, then you would have to assume, okay, there's no way that even if she went for abortion, something's going to happen. This baby isn't going away. You know. One thing or another will happen. No abortion will take place. The baby's going to come to term. And
then you've got the Antichrist. So what are you going to do?
Right.
Whereas if you just aborted this Antichrist.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be so powerful even if you came at it with, you know, the coat hanger or the vacuum or whatever. It's going to find a way out.
For the record, I think they've improved their methods.
I hope so. I hope so. Oh, God. This is one of the worst things I ever said. That I'm about to say. No. Well, kind of. So.
Younger viewers, listeners, you're listening. Listeners. You might want
to. Like, young kids are smart enough to find offensive things online by themselves.
Cover your ears. Cover them.
So, one of my friends, who shall remain nameless for the sake of the podcast, but which at least will know who I'm talking about, had his girlfriend pregnant. And they were not married or anything. And he was freaking out over how the family would take it and everything. And then, of course, there's a baby shower. Because let's accept this, which for them was an accident. Let's celebrate this accident. In their case. So, as we're going past the baby shower, I decide to turn to him and say, so in situations like this, do you remove the hangers first? And maybe that was bad. Maybe it was in poor judgment. He thought it was fucking hysterical. Maybe.
But really, what grocery store do you go to buy, or department store, a garment for a child or anyone that doesn't come in a plastic hanger?
That's true. Do you think these things are connected? Or is it that Mommy Dearest was a frequent shopper at that store?
No wire hangers.
I've never seen that either.
I have, but I really don't remember. I was too young.
You know, let's go for that. Did you have, like, a certain... Did I do anything with the abortion thing, or do you want to talk about that more?
No, that was all I had. Bless you. There was another one, but I don't remember it.
Okay.
I had another interesting query on those lines.
I feel sometimes when I'm willing to admit things to myself, like now, when I'm really, really just crushed, that...
What are you crushed by?
The box wine.
Yeah, he is feeling it.
I am. I don't know why, but I'm like, it's hitting me hardcore tonight for some reason. Speaking of hardcore.
Why don't you finish the first thing?
No, this will be a quick thing.
We'll see.
Just pause for a second. Our podcast friends there at Empire Hardcore had a little thing the other night where they were talking about mixed drinks and shots named after wrestlers. And for some reason, it was the funniest damn thing. And I feel I wound up to, as I said, I threw in the name of a midget wrestler from the 80s. And I was like, boy, I could pound a little beaver right now. There actually was a midget Native American wrestler named Little Beaver.
Okay.
And it's just the funniest thing. It was like when we were watching UFC the other night. And
I guess you had to be there.
Had to be there. When we were watching UFC last night and the guy's name was Hard-On.
Yeah. He's really pounding that Hard-On.
He fell asleep when they go, Hard-On needs to erupt here at some point. He needs to get off his back and erupt. Fucking lost it. But anyways.
So the other thing.
Back to everybody in the club getting tipsy. So I went and I got drunk tonight with you. And, you know, we're talking about geeky things and we're watching 30 Rock. And, you know, we have geeky friends online. We're doing a fucking podcast and all. But as we mention things, you know, to each other and all, like, oh, I saw this, I read this, or whatever and all. Like, I feel I fail at certain geekery. Like, I hadn't
especially
read...
where sci-fi is concerned.
Really? I've yet to do Battlestar. Sorry, you have. Not all of it, but most of it. And
only because
really
I'm waiting for you.
I know. Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, yeah.
I went through the library today.
I read all the Frost Giant today. I've read all the Neil Gaiman that the library has.
Yeah. Well, I double-checked in case.
Although,
I,
actually,
I
they do
reference.
Have the Wolves in the Walls, which I haven't read.
That's true. And actually, I did read that one.
But if you can get that for me sometime. But that's a children's book. I mean, that's like a... Well, maybe a half-hour read.
If that. I read it at the college library.
I mean, it is a children's book.
Yeah.
It's not like a young adult novel or even a novella. It's a children's book.
It's a kid's book. It's a very good one.
Well, yeah, and I want to read it because I want to read everything Gaiman wrote.
But, I mean, I failed on that. And part of it, you know, part of the current difficulty is because of where we are, too. You know, we don't have access to everything we could possibly want. Netflix
True.
Is very good, you know, but doesn't have everything. Our library for a small area is good, but doesn't have everything. We have no fucking bookstore, no
I
real
bet
media
almost
store.
Almost anything with ILL, though.
True. I probably could. You know what I found today, though, while I was wandering the library looking for stuff? They have the Wanted graphic novel, but it's in adult fiction. Because they don't want to throw in the graphic novels because that's for kids, quote unquote. So Wanted, which is the graphic novel, is very nasty. It's good. It's one of the best I've ever read. But it's gross at points. It's in with the adult fiction. I was shocked. They're like, I want to go through the adult fiction more thoroughly. Like, I was always like, geez, why is Watchmen not in this library or From Hell? It's probably over there in adult fiction. I just never caught on.
Because most of the graphic novels are in the young adult section.
Yeah. And I can understand there's still the comics is for kids mentality and all. Biff, bam, pow. Comics aren't for kids anymore. Every article for the last 30 years. Is that going to tip over?
No.
Sorry, I thought
no,
we were about
not.
To have a wine accident.
Drunky McDrunkerton over here.
But, like, there are certain things that are probably, like, if you're a geek and you have not read, watched, seen, whatever this... You fail. Your geek card is revoked.
I don't think that's true. I think that
I don't think you could call yourself a geek and not have seen Star Wars.
I disagree.
But it's Star Wars. It's not like
yeah,
it's like hiding under a rock.
That's your brand of geek.
Okay, I can give you that. Like, what if you're a blank geek inside?
What if I watched all of Battlestar, all of Doctor Who... All of the, I mean, you name it, like every, all of Star Trek, but haven't seen
Star Wars. I don't see
I
that.
I think I'm still a geek. I think if I'm a Star Trek fan who has watched every episode of every generation, every movie, I think I've got some geek cred. I go to conventions
True.
Dressed up in my little red shirt. because I'm the one that gets killed off. Nice.
But I would be shocked if you hadn't seen Star Wars, though, if you were such a geek like
just
that.
The same, are you going to say that that person's not a geek? Because I don't think you can.
True, and I mean, I would argue it, but it would be like, what if I just really like Spider-Man and I never read Batman? That is certainly possible. My comic-focused worldview
has many different brands.
Yeah. I could see. I can give you that now. If I branched off, but
you
I mean that would be
because I am right.
True. I would be shocked though. Like
shocked
I mean,
though you may be, that doesn't make it any
it's
less
certainly
the case.
Possible. Yeah. I mean, like I don't know anyone.
And on the same token, you can't say everyone that's seen Star Wars is geek.
No, not at all. It's too big a movie.
Exactly.
I want Avatar.
So how could you say without seeing Star Wars, you're not a geek?
True. True. I mean, Avatar is the biggest movie ever. I wouldn't say everyone saw Avatar as a geek.
My grandmother.
Dark Knight's number two. Wouldn't say everyone's a geek.
My grandmother, who lived in the country, and my grandfather had, you know, the most tiny farm you could have. They'd have one cow, a bunch of chickens, and a garden big enough to feed themselves. Had Star Wars glasses that you get at, I don't know, probably McDonald's
like,
or they were
McDonald's
jam.
Or Burger King had them. Yeah, I forget
you know,
which
like,
one.
Whatever they were, whether they were jam containers that, you know, the little glass jar you're left with, they had the Star Wars glasses.
True.
They're not geeks.
That's true.
They were farmers and a farmer's wife.
So what pushes it over? Like, my dad's seen Star Wars. I wouldn't call him a geek. You know?
What pushes it over? You go above and beyond.
I mean, I'm a geek. I know I'm a geek.
And your brand of geek is comics and wrestling.
Right.
My brand of geek before I met you was sci-fi and fantasy.
But where's...
Being into gaming, Doctor Who, Battlestar.
What pushes it over, though? You know, like, I mean, half the world's seen Star Wars. It's a huge movie. Dark, you know, Avatar's number one. Dark Knight's, like, well, because Avatar, like, number three.
Well, I hesitate to say this because it's not an American show, but Doctor Who, for example. I think if you're an American watching Doctor Who, you're probably a geek. Maybe that's not true in England.
I would say in England it's more of a cultural thing.
But in America, if you're watching Star Wars, or not Star Wars.
Doctor Who.
If you're watching
Doctor
Who.
You have to seek out
Doctor
Who.
You're probably a geek.
Yeah. I'd give you that.
Battlestar's another one.
Is that you're a geek if you're watching
Battlestar? Probably.
Yeah.
It's on sci-fi. Was it on sci-fi?
But like, yes.
Yeah.
But, like, Heroes, I wouldn't say everyone
nope,
would watch
that, I'd say that's mainstream. I'd say a lot of geeks probably did watch Heroes, but
I'll
watching Heroes didn't make you a geek.
I'll say Heroes is kind of like, you know, to quote your mainstream media, Heroes would be like pot. It's your gateway drug to something harder. Which, yes, I don't agree with that term for pot or anything, no. But I'm saying, like, maybe people watch Heroes and they're like, you know, this isn't, not everyone, probably 90% of people are like, here's Heroes, and that's all that it is, and that's all that I care about. I watch it for an hour, and that's it.
But if you really get into Heroes, you're like, hey.
I might want more superhero stuff.
This is like the comics that they tell me about. Maybe I'll go read one of those comics.
Yep, a gateway thing. Yeah. Maybe Dark Knight. Now, I mean, Dark Knight being huge, obviously it's not like Batman selling like 50 billion copies a month or anything. Like, it's not everyone goes in.
But I would say anyone with a comic collection is probably a geek. And I'm not talking about you save the comics from when you were 10 and bought them.
Right.
But I mean anyone with a comic collection, you've got, I don't know, what's our minimum amount of long boxes to be a collection?
Oh. More than one. You know what? No, I'll say if you know what a long box is.
Okay.
Because do you remember when we were packing up, when Elise and I moved in together, there was a discussion over what are all these boxes being hauled out of the house and being brought into our new place. And I think it was your mom said to my mom, do you realize how many long boxes he has? And your mom only knew the term because you had said it like earlier that day. And my mom's like, what the hell is that? Person who's known me all my life, of which I've collected comics since I was, if I had to guess off the top of my head, 8 or 9 years old. You know, casually and then seriously later on. So known me all, you know, all that time, over 20 years of collecting and all.
And,
I was like,
and
what
she birthed
the
you.
Birthed me, seen all my comics and crap in my room forever, was like, what the hell's a long box? So definitely not a public domain name.
Yeah. And I assure you, my mother's probably forgotten.
Oh, probably.
She's like, oh, is that what the Native Americans lived in? No, Mom, Longhouse.
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 Like, if you're just someone that's like, hey, I had a couple comics when I was a kid.
Did he make the sausages? No, that was Jimmy Dean.
That was Jimmy Dean.
That probably merits an explanation.
That was Jimmy Dean. Oh, boy. I loved his movies, and what a spicy sausage. No, that was James Dean. Jimmy Dean makes the breakfast food. Although James Dean had a spicy sausage, too, if you know what I mean.
Rawr.
That's old Bob and Tom's kid. Okay, to go to your joke. You, me, and fellow Hellion Sweet Maddie Treats had this running joke, and I forget how it got started.
Oh, was it Thanksgiving?
I think so. It was during a car ride.
He was driving us back from Watertown on Thanksgiving. He was also in Watertown for Thanksgiving.
Like you do.
And I don't even know how it got started. But it was either
Black
Paula
said, let's get it started.
Yes.
That's how most things begin.
But I believe it was Paula Deen or Jimmy Dean. And we were talking about one or the other. And then I was like, oh, yeah. And doesn't she make those great little pastries that you can buy in the store and all that cookware? And someone was like, no, that's Paula Abdeen.
Paula Abdeen?
I'm getting out of myself. That's Paula Deen. And then one of us was like, oh, didn't she do that music video with the cartoon cat? No, that was Paula Abdul. And it just went on from there, where you'd take one or the other name and be like, no, that
not,
was
not
whoever.
Even quite the name, even if it's enough to just, like, screw it up, like what your grandmother might say when she gets the wrong name. Like, my grandmother, God rest her soul, would always say how impressed she was with the basketball skills of number 23 Chicago Bulls, Michael Jackson. She did it every time. And, like, you know, you correct it once or twice, and then you're like, this is always going to happen. There's no point. I know who she's talking about. She knows mentally who she's talking about. She's never going to correct it. Why bother? Like, you're just making her feel stupid.
Yeah.
Why do that to you know, your family
matriarch?
To someone
you love and respect.
Yeah, stupid. So we would just let it slide, but there's always that funny image of, like, full Thriller regalia, one white glove, dunking a basketball with his tongue hanging out and a child blowing him.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Space Jam it in your face.
Oh, my God.
You were there. Do you remember when we
I was not there for
anything. No, not there for that.
That has to do with this.
Not there for that.
Wow.
Oh, hang on, Wendy. We're going back to Neverland.
Oh, I guess so.
So
get me some
and if
fairy
you
dust.
If you haven't realized by now, fans and folks, this podcast, especially during the current mindset, goes a lot like a game of Plinko on The Price is Right.
Can I interject?
Like, we're going to end up at the same spot, but we just bounce around together.
All right. Well, and speaking of bouncing around, when you Neverland,
yes.
And I said fairy dust.
Yes.
That made me think of Tinkerbell, which made me think of Tinkerballa. If you watch The Guild, you're a geek.
Oh, God, yeah. If you know who Felicia Day is, I'd say you're a geek.
But then
she hasn't
Felicia
had the crossover
Buffy,
thing yet.
I don't think watching Buffy makes you a geek.
Oh.
I think reading the Buffy comic makes you a geek.
Does watching Buffy make you a geek?
I think if you've watched Buffy more than once all the way through, you're a geek. But I knew plenty of people that watched Buffy that I wouldn't call geeks.
Because, like, my uncle and his children have watched Smallville from the beginning.
And are they
Smallville
geeks? Because I got to say no.
Shannon is.
Yeah.
My oldest cousin is.
Yeah. But I think that has more to do with her love of theater and Phantom of the Opera.
Yes. She's
because
not.
I
won't call
her
a Smallville geek.
I'm a theater geek.
Yeah.
And Shannon is a hardcore theater geek.
Yeah.
I think she outgeeks me in that department.
But my uncle and his three sons, coming this fall to NBC, Smallville is family night. They all get together. They watch Smallville. And
you
I don't
didn't
think
really. You made a joke there, and you didn't really give enough time after it.
That's all right. They can pause. So I don't think that one of them has ever opened a comic book.
Uh huh.
So thus, I'd be like,
how
they just like
Smallville.
How does anyone
that spent time with you as a child not open a comic book?
Oh, my dad colored on them. My dad and my uncle colored on my comics, because that's what you did with comics when you were young. You drew on your comics. You know, you put your baseball cards in the spoke in your bike spokes, and you drew on your comics. That
really?
Was what we did.
I used to draw on my magazines, my YMs and my 17s.
Yeah. But you drew on them. That's just what happened.
I was holding my microphone against Kevin's text message.
Oh, against my phone. But that's what you did.
Also, I shoved it in his crotch, but I didn't think you need to hear that until Kevin made that comment.
So, you were there. Picture in Sicily, 1955. So, you were there. We went to the used video game store in New Hartford.
Yes.
Awesome geeky store. That's a geeky store.
Yes.
But
again, not necessarily. Because I do agree with Treats that video games are not necessarily geeky. I think if you're out there buying Atari games, you're a geek. But if you're going in there for the new Call of Duty for your PS3, or you just want
to
get
used. If you go, I think if you stand in line to get anything at midnight because you can't wait until normal operating hours, you're a geek for that thing.
For that thing, but like...
I won't see an overall geek.
Saying I'm a Call of Duty geek doesn't necessarily seem to me to represent geek.
No, it's a you're a video game geek.
I...
You got in line at midnight for something you could have waited for. There's no good reason you needed it.
I kind of think getting in line for midnight is its own reward. You and a couple friends are like, yeah, and we're going to stay up all night. It's like shopping on Black Friday. Oh, I'm going to get that 3 in the morning deal. Like, that's kind of just...
And I want to say someone's a shopping
That's
geek.
More of an event.
I'd say you're fucked up in a way to do it, even though I'll do it.
I think standing in line for a midnight thing, depending on... Is it World of Warcraft? Because, yeah,
so
I think...
So you're saying there's levels to the geekery?
I think so. I think if you're waiting in line for a new World of Warcraft release, then you're probably a geek. If you're waiting in line for Call of Duty, probably not.
Okay, so waiting in line for Harry Potter at midnight.
No.
If there was a new one. Not a geek?
No.
Twilight?
No. I think both of those are too mainstream. I think they appeal to too general of a public.
Okay. So it depends on...
Because for
someone
who likes Twilight,
once you hit a majority...
I can think of, you know, 5 people we both know that I don't necessarily consider geeks.
That like Twilight.
That really like Twilight and would go for that midnight show.
Not true. Or release.
Or midnight release of the next book or what.
So a movie midnight release, then it depends on
what it is too. I think any movie midnight release, probably not. Because the point of a midnight release is this movie is popular enough that we're going to sell out at a midnight showing.
True. True. But
and really,
most of them are your geeky movies and your geeky books, though, too.
I guess
there wasn't a midnight release for George W. Bush's autobiography.
Well, duh.
You know.
Okay.
There was a midnight release for Freakonomics.
Is someone who's hardcore into Twilight a geek? Because I think we could say yes. But I don't really want to give them that title because that associates them with me, and I don't like that.
As far as like Twilight,
because Stephanie Meyer can't write.
Oh God, no! Did I ever tell you the Stephen King thing? I know you wouldn't have seen it.
He can't write either. But go ahead.
The back page of Entertainment.
Or he can write, but he writes so much.
He writes
exactly
quick.
The same.
And I'm not comparing them at all. I'm really, really not. But. It's the point's been made many times that people said the same thing about Charles Dickens because he did so much.
Wrote
work
by the penny.
Too.
Are you just thinking of me saying that?
I've seen it many places.
Are you gonna toss Anne Rice in there next because that's the third name I usually list
I've
when I'm making that
you,
statement.
I don't think I've ever heard you mention Anne Rice.
Anne Rice, Stephen King, Charles Dickens—they all write by the frickin' word.
Yeah, but hasn't Anne Rice gone like crazy off the god end?
Yes.
Like denies. What made her famous, pretty much, at this point?
I don't know that she's necessarily denying it. I can't speak to that, but I know she is...
But, I mean...
Born again.
Yeah, she. It's like, hey, I wrote porn and vampires, and now...
I would say erotica. Vampire erotica. Anyways.
No, she wrote, like...
She wrote porn?
Yeah. under a different name.
I did not know that.
It's been released since as Anne Rice, but oh yeah.
Actual porn?
Well, no, it's not like, you know, oh, I didn't order a pizza. But, I mean, yeah, it's erotica.
Okay, well, I used that word and you said no.
Sorry. I meant no, like, no, not the vampire stuff. It's not Lestat. It's more Lesbian.
But that reminds me, talking about Born Again.
And lesbians.
And lesbians. So last night, Kevin Hellions and I, well, Kevin Hellions was at work and I was getting some Etsy shipments I had to send out ready. And I just wanted to toss on some things that I could listen to and not look at and not miss anything. So I wound up in the documentary section of Netflix.
Netflix streaming through PS3.
Yes, yes.
Amazing thing.
Fantastic.
Netflix streaming through PS3. Are you a geek?
No.
Okay. Continue, please.
So I started out watching something about a documentary about the Triangle Fire.
Triangle Fire?
The Triangle Building. Shirtwaist.
Is that the seamstress?
Yes.
Okay, I do know.
In like the 30s, and they had a year before protested for workers' rights and kind of won, but didn't really get where they were supposed to, where they wanted to get. And then, you know, almost all of them died in this fire because working conditions
weren't they all
safe.
Asian?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, we're talking children.
Okay.
14-year-olds,
16-year-olds.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure there's been many.
But anyways, started out with that. Watched that. That was cool. Couldn't find anything else in that section and ended up switching over to the religious section. I like to watch biblical documentaries. I think they're neat. And I saw one about the Gospel of Judas. Watched that. And that was cool. And you thought you might be walking home, Kevin Hellions, and it was like just before 9. It
happens. I work with dicks.
Yep. So I was starting I was starting another one thinking I'd probably have another hour to kill until you got home. And could not figure out why the documentary, Dragons or Dinosaurs, was in the spiritual section.
Like science and nature would make sense.
But dinosaurs.
Controversial.
Dinosaurs are cool.
Yep.
Dragons are cool.
Yep.
So I was going to watch this documentary.
Like the fucking chocolate and peanut butter of mythology.
Amen. Also.
And dead animals.
Science geeks. Not science fiction, just science geeks.
Yep.
That is a brand of geekery there.
Oh, absolutely. Bought a book on Bigfoot today.
You rented a book on
Bigfoot
that's true. Today from the library.
Although I do have some of my own.
Anyways, so I tossed that on, and I'm playing on Fluffbook.
Geekery.
A Facebook app that I have not played in like 3 years, but then my mom suddenly started playing it again, and she told me to sign back into my old account and give her anything I had, which I did, and then randomly started playing again.
It's okay. It's a nice...
But yeah, so
shut your mind down thing.
I had finished my packages and I was doing that, thinking it was going to be an hour. Found out you were going to have a ride home, but wasn't really paying attention, like just only vaguely. And they're talking about different accounts of dragons and how, you know, well, what's to say that wasn't a dinosaur?
And it is fascinating that every single indigenous group
on
Earth has a dragon story.
And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, who's to say there wasn't.
Something.
Some pocket of dinosaurs that...
Or anything. Could be anything.
...was surviving later than science suggests they would have in a remote area in Australia, whatever.
There's certain things like, why does every society have a flood myth? Well, because you find societies close to water because you need water. You're going to have a flood myth. Like, that makes logical sense.
Yep.
Everyone has a dragon. Why? We need a logical reason. So, yes, a good documentary...
And I was about a half hour into this by the time you got home.
Right.
And you were like, what's this? And I told you, and you're like,
interesting to me
cool.
right away, too. This watch.
And
this
I was like,
awesome.
Well, do you want me to restart it for you?
Yep. I've been on a documentary kick as well. I enjoy educating myself. I realize how silly this sounds when I watch a lot of wrestling and cartoons. But if I just want to watch something, I want to be educated.
So, Kevin, I'm only a half hour into this. You want me to start it over?
Absolutely.
I don't mind. I'm happy to rewatch.
Sounds like a great idea. We can watch it together.
But the funny thing is, Kevin, is that it's in in the spirituality and religion section.
To which I was like, that seems weird. But maybe they're like, we can't put it in science. It deals with dragons. We need to put it in some category. It got put in accidentally. It got put in because we didn't know where else to put it. We'll let this slide. Anything could happen.
Yep. So, Elise rewinding. Starting over. And then I'm paying more attention to this first part.
Referring to herself in third person a lot.
I'm watching the first part again, and it's these two people going into a library to read for a children's hour. And it's Danny the dinosaur running into people. And the guy's like,
"Oh, that's
now
right.
Kids,
Danny,
not everyone believes that
and the guy had
humans
the...
and dinosaurs lived at the same time.
Guy had the worst flock of seagulls haircut.
And the girl says, oh, geez, do you want them to sign a waiver, too? A release waiver? Ha, ha, ha. And everyone in the room laughs. And then the documentary starts, and I'm like, wow, that's really weird. Why does it start with that? I kind of thought they would get back to that, and then they never did.
No.
And I'm paying more attention to it now that I'm done on my fluff book. And I'm noticing that the credentials for every person talking in the documentary is... creationist university of X place.
Oh, God. Every single fucking one of them, too.
And I'm paying more attention to, you know, the accounts that they're giving for suggesting that these dinosaurs were around at the same time as the people. And it's, I mean, literally just some farmer. No credentials mentioned. Like, yes, this isn't a wives' tale to scare children. The dinosaurs are there, and they're as much of a pain in the butt as foxes are to chickens.
Every single
I think the reason they died out is because they were such a pain in the butt for farmers. And I was like, I'm sorry, what was this guy's... What's that first person account supposed to mean to me?
Yeah, every one of them. I'm from the creationist university. I'm from the Genesis university. I'm from the caveman dinosaurs book of college.
They're not actually saying this. It's just little subtitles. But yeah, at that point, we realized what we were watching. And the funny thing is that the dragons or dinosaurs question, they don't, like, there's, like, they make fleeting references to dragons in literature or...
And then we're done with dragons.
Cave paintings. And then they're just talking about dinosaurs. But what they're saying, what they're positing fundamentally is something that most people don't believe... And that is that dragons were all real.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. Now the dragons are real.
That dragons were real, and what they actually were was dinosaurs. Most people don't believe that dragons were real. And maybe the explanation for that was that this was actually a dinosaur. Most people actually just don't believe dragons existed. Most people believe, like, oh, yeah, they probably found a dinosaur fossil and made up a story about it.
But what they're also saying is dragons are actually dinosaurs, and dinosaurs lived alongside with man, and your carbon dating of the Earth is wrong and flawed.
Yeah, we got about, 45 minutes into it, and I was like, no.
And that was pushing it. We're done
after like 20. Yeah, as soon as I realized what I was watching when I was paying full attention, but we spent a lot of time on that, and I felt really tricked. And the funny thing is that after that, I felt dirty and violated. And I was like, all right, let's switch.
As most people do after getting into some Catholic debate.
Creationist, not Catholic.
Fuck.
Thank you, though. So I was like, go into science. Let's watch a dinosaur documentary. And sure enough, due to the nature of putting, you know, a DVD in more than one category, because it fits, you know, more than one, dragons or dinosaurs question mark was in the science section too.
Oh, it hurt. It was really bad.
It really was really bad.
But
I think dinosaurs are awesome. I took this cycles and nature class in college, and it rocked my world.
That's your creationist thing. God actually created everything in 7 days. The whole universe is only like 5,000 years old. And cavemen rode dinosaurs and had them as pets, and they did their dishes and they drove their cars by running their feet.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Fred. I am Christian. You know, I'm sure there are plenty of people who disagree with me. I respect your beliefs. I hope you respect mine. If not, whatever. I'm cool with that, too. We're not actually debating with you, so shut the fuck up. but I believe there's some interpretation there. I think it's possible that God created the process of evolution, which means that there are fossils of extinct creatures who evolved and eventually became humans.
It's a very egotistical way to look at things. Like, nope, humans are the be-all, end-all. We're all that ever existed. Anything else existed for us.
Oh, and this Earth is going to go on long afterwards.
And we are it in the entire universe.
Just because we have a consciousness, we really do think that we're something special. Like, everybody that denies global warming, yeah, fine. Once you've made our species extinct, something else is going to come along.
Exactly.
Something else will develop. The bacteria will do what they did the last time. The Earth will repair itself. It'll take a long time, and I'm not talking like, you know, 500 years later.
Not a long time to the Earth.
Yeah, in a geologic scale.
Nothing.
Yeah. No. Give it 20,000 years, the Earth will be recouping, and new species will be on the rise.
Yeah. You haven't watched Life After People
Sad.
Or anything like that?
I have. I watched, like, the whole season.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, no, maybe I didn't watch the show. Maybe I just watched the little movie thing.
The pilot.
Yeah.
The backdoor pilot.
But yeah, this was...
But that's what it's called.
This was before the PS3, before you moved in, and I think I actually got the DVD.
Oh, maybe.
I don't think I actually even watched it streaming at the time.
Maybe. But no, like... Because I was raised Roman Catholic, so there's certain things you're supposed to believe in all. And it's like, I'm sorry, but, you know, and people would say for the 20th century and part of the 19th and now the 21st, science is the new religion. In a way, yes.
But when you think about it, the...
I believe, if you say a scientist says this, I believe it and I don't question it.
But
that's blind faith.
The odds of a universe getting created and the odds of a bunch of... meteors and shit accreting into a planet and that planet having all the conditions necessary to create life and for life to evolve into the human form, I think could be construed as evidence that God exists.
Yeah.
But let's not make this a theological debate
because no.
People
and
don't
go
like
with...
that. But that is my perception of it.
Yeah, I will go with there's something bigger than me.
And I do believe that the Bible is based in a truth that was sent from God. But I also believe that it had editors and that it was translated from languages that we don't necessarily fully understand.
But it's a very nice guideline.
Yes. Does that mean that gay people are bad and we should have slaves and not wear cotton
mixed
blends?
Fabrics. Did you read Year of Living Biblically?
No.
Do you want to?
Sure.
Do you know what it is?
Nope.
Okay.
So but you usually recommend things I like, so.
Like me. So. The guy that did The Know-It-All was his first book, which I think I also have. The Know-It-All was the guy decided he's going to read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica within
you
a year.
You did mention that.
And see how it affected
and
his
then
life.
I remember you pointing out the book where the guy read a phone book. Or something like that.
Oh, there's a new one where the guy read the entire Webster's Dictionary, like
yes.
All 20-something volumes of it, which the actual one is a fucking bookcase. It's and ridiculous how much is in it. So that is an accomplishment. It's not.
But
like just
the book about it has been done.
Yes. Yeah, a version of it. So this guy, A.J. Jacobs, is doing like a project a year now for crazy shit like this. His second one was A Year of Living Biblically. He's like, okay, I'm going to live my life as the Bible says. Well, the Old Testament says stuff different from New Testament, so he just split it 6 months. But it's shit like, you can't shave. You can't wear mixed fibers. So he's like, I can't wear these pants. They're like a polyester and cotton blend. So he has to go out and buy like a whole new wardrobe and all. He's like, if I'm going to live it to the fucking T, like people say I'm supposed to, let's see what actually happens. And it's ridiculous.
But
it's like, it's just absurd.
At the bottom line. Am I going to go to hell because I wore a cotton polyester blend?
No. I would hope people don't go to hell.
I don't think
because...
that a god would do that. I think a god is basing it on what's in your heart and if your heart is loving and caring to your fellow man and tries to
exactly.
be good
do you
and
live
not
your life
do bad.
Well. Hey, God, when I was 19, I made a stupid decision, and I end up getting divorced. Should I be punished for all eternity because I married poorly?
I was 21 when I got married. Bite me.
Not you. you know, hey, God, I made a mistake when I was 35. You know what? Your son didn't live to be that long, according to all of our records. So, you know, forgive me for fucking up once in a while here, now that I'm 35 yet.
Not far off.
But it's like, okay, you live your life well, though. Like, all right, I got married, and then I got divorced.
But I sidetracked you. You were talking about him doing that for a year, living by the Bible, 6 months, Old Testament, 6 months new.
But he's going through, you know, there's certain languages he doesn't use. He won't eat certain things. He won't meet with certain people. He, you know, like, might not sit alone in a room with a woman that's not his wife. Like, just to see, you know, you want to take your religion to this ridiculous point. Let's see if you actually followed all your rules to a T. And the crazy thing is, you got stuff where people are like, in the Bible it says homosexual.
Does he have someone helping him out being like, oh, no, dude, sorry,
He has an amazing.
Or does he just have a lot of post-it notes?
He has a very. Oh, no. He'll write stuff down to follow all these rules, yes. He also has an incredibly understanding wife.
Oh, I would think.
And because he's a New York Times bestseller, he gets a lot of freelance work.
Not just that, but I mean, I would think that there's an experiment there.
I think
if you really, you get some cockamamie ideas from time to time and don't stick with them for long.
No, I fault our friends for it, but I'm as guilty. My Homer Simpson things. Here's my crazy shit idea for the week. I'm going to do it for a week, and then I'm going to forget about it.
But if you genuinely were like, I want to do this. I want to see what it's like, and if I could do it, I would like to think I would support you.
Yeah.
As long as we were financially and physically able.
I would, like, that's the thing. We're not financially.
But you living by the Bible, I think you might stumble on a quick problem with the no premarital sex.
I think there'd be a lot of things I'd stumble over there.
What else?
The no gay sex thing. No.
No. I told you not to be gay. Not that I have a problem with gay people, but I've invested a lot in this relationship.
If you want to go Old Testament, and this is something that, like, I've done papers on and everything, too. You can be gay. If you want to go Old Testament, it's totally okay to be gay, as long as you've already procreated.
See, how many times? Does it matter how many times?
As long as you have one spawn, you're good. Because I forget which Old Testament story it is, but whatever guy it was has three daughters. And some angel's going to come down, and he's like, I'm going to fuck all of them.
I have another question.
Hang on.
A biblical question.
Let me talk about the fucking angels.
Hurry.
He's like, I'm going to fuck all of them. And whatever patriarch of this family is like, no. Tag me in the ass. Spare my family. And they're like, well, you have daughters. Thus, it's okay to have gay sex. You've already procreated. Thus, you've already had the sex we approve of. Now, any sex you want to have is fine. I swear it's an Old Testament story. I'm making it a bit more vulgar, but that's what the story is.
I would think, yeah. Okay, so.
I wonder if I type in Old Testament gay sex on Google.
Not just biblically, but societally. Okay. Answer me this question. Okay. Is this a taboo? Incest.
Yes.
Incest is bad?
Yes.
Yes? We agree?
Yes.
How many people did we start out with?
Oh, according to Old Testament, 2.
All right, so presumably.
But we're forgetting about the giants.
No, presumably those two had kids, right?
Yeah.
Who'd their kids marry?
The giants.
Really?
Yes.
That's in the Bible?
Yes.
I don't remember that part of Genesis.
Yes. Can you talk from, do we have a Bible in the library?
We have, like, probably, no sarcasm, like 15 Bibles in the library.
I'm not, you know what, I don't think I could find it quickly enough, but there's, I wonder if I can find it quick.
But, so Cain and Abel married some giantess?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm really.
But, okay, so, alright, I don't remember being taught about giants in Bible school when I was little, and even when I was reading the Bible in my biblical heritage and lit class, and on my own, I usually stuck with the New Testament. That's That's what we Protestants did. But, okay, so if you're repopulating the earth for God, the argument would be that incest is okay, right? Like, if Adam and Eve didn't have giants to suddenly mate with for their children to marry the kids off to giants, like, presumably their kids are marrying each other, right?
Yeah.
Now, Lot's daughters thought that it was the apocalypse, and the only way that they could repopulate was by incest. So, like, we make villains out of those daughters, but if they're living biblically, didn't they really genuinely believe they were doing the right thing?
Also Old Testament rules. Like, you know, you
but
could
no,
say,
they were bad.
New Testament,
like, they
no
were
incest
is bad. Yeah. Not that I'm.
Well, I mean, somewhere in the
promoting incest here, and certainly repopulating the earth is not a problem right now. Overpopulation is a problem right now.
Lack of condoms,
among other things.
Yeah.
You Catholics, for starters.
Yeah. I found the giant quote.
Okay.
It's Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, or 1 through 4, I mean. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old. So yes, right there.
I'm getting lost in some biblical language.
Yep, there were giants in
the earth. Can you start from the beginning and reread that for me?
Okay. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Let's just take that sentence.
Okay.
When men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born.
Well, presumably,
this is much like Jurassic Park.
Adam and Eve had sons first, Cain and Abel. Were those the first two? They were the
this
first two,
Genesis
right?
This is Genesis 6. I don't know if Adam and Eve are around yet for sure. I think,
but
they
Adam
are,
and
but
Eve
sure.
have to be because, well, I mean, if we're going to get really analytical here. If you start with the beginning of Genesis, just read the very beginning of Genesis.
Do you want me to go back to that?
Go to the beginning of Genesis and read it.
Okay.
Because Genesis happens twice in the first couple verses.
I thought, well, yes, Genesis did happen twice. Once with Paul Simon, and then again with Phil Collins.
Thank you, you motherfucker.
Why did you share this? Sorry, someone I follow on Twitter shared the part of the Bible with me. It's just a little weird.
Really? Did
yeah.
you tweet something about this?
No, because I'm signed in under Google, and it's signed in with the with my Twitter account, too. It says, Baddie has shared this link before. I was like,
oh, okay.
All right. But he's the one that runs the Action Chick fan sites.
Oh, okay.
Things. Shadow Bat. Okay, so Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Continue.
No, because he's essentially already done it twice.
Formless darkness. He was hovering. He said, Let there be light.
From the very... I'm trying to remember this because this was from class.
There's only darkness in the first two lines, the first two verses.
Read it all again.
Okay. God created the heavens and the earth. Heaven, earth.
He already created earth. Oh, okay. So maybe the earth is just darkness.
Yep.
Maybe
yep.
I'm not going to remember this. Maybe I should go get my Bible with the notes from class.
Okay. So...
If I had the time, I could dig and find my notebooks, and it would be really easy.
Yeah, maybe we'll get into this later on. I'd say there's no. I'm gonna go as far as I can and see when Adam and Eve show up here. Where man had formed. Lord took the man. Yeah, Adam already exists as. Yeah, Adam exists in chapter 2. Wife. Yeah, okay. Before the giants show up in chapter 6, the Adam and Eve are already there.
I have my New Oxford Annotated Bible. We're going to see if I've got some notes from class.
I did not expect this.
Did anyone? Good God, did anyone?
So what do you guys do on the podcast? Well, let me tell you.
On I the think most this recent, is interesting. On the I most mean, we're not oh, just it totally geeks. Is. We're intellects.
We're intellects.
Biblical intellects. Babbling like idiots.
On the new episode we put up this week, we were joined by our friend, The Education. We talked about Kevin Nash, 50-year-old pro wrestler who's had like a dozen knee surgeries.
I don't have those notes. If I ever find my notebook from Biblical Heritage, I'll read it. But I remember stuff.
Then we got drunk again. And we made fun of NBC sitcoms that aren't really that good, but we still watch them anyways. Then a couple days later, we recorded another podcast, and we talked about homosexuality in Star Wars.
That when, is that one up yet?
No, not yet. As That's of us recording this now. Then a little while later, we were like, you know, where are the queers in the Bible? Let's break out these books and figure it out.
But so we're to believe that Adam and Eve's kids. Where did the giants come in? When did God create the giants?
To start the NFL season.
Thank you. But I'm being serious here.
Maybe they're left over from Norse mythology.
Yeah.
When the Christians went and they're like, hey, there's this whole land called Iceland and Greenland that we really need to conquer with our beliefs. Fuck it, let's throw some giants into the book.
Why not? The Christians are all about absorbing. Tell me what pine trees have to do with the birth of Jesus in Jerusalem, there in the desert.
So you guys are
lots of pine trees in the desert? I think I've seen pictures like that. Oh, wait. No, I haven't. Oh, yeah, Easter. Bunnies.
Lots of bunnies in the desert.
Lots of bunnies in the
American
desert.
Deserts, at least.
Jesus came back to life, and, you know, we hide eggs, obviously.
Our Lord and Savior came back to life as the delicious, sugary, chocolate, cream-filled Cadbury cream egg, and don't
peeps.
You fucking deny it.
Peeps!
Have you seen they have chocolate-covered marshmallow peeps?
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Well, that doesn't really sound that great.
That is why we celebrate with candy. That is why we celebrate with candy, because that is heaven on earth.
Yeah, I remember one Easter I asked for Fight Club and got the VHS.
Are you fucking kidding?
No, I think it was my senior year of high school. Fight Club was in my Easter basket.
The movie. Can I have this as my update?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's one of the funniest damn things you've ever said. Why?
For the record, my mother has never read or seen Fight Club.
That doesn't surprise me.
My mom is not. I wouldn't call my mom
hang
born
on,
a.
Hang on, this would be great podcasting. I'm gonna set the mic down. At least, please talk while I type shit.
Like my mom is, she's some line. She a gray area between born again and Protestant. She doesn't like believe that, you know, creationist. You know, people rode dinosaurs, but she doesn't really believe in evolution either. It's kind of a weird place that my mom sits, and she and I don't agree about everything. She doesn't necessarily, for example, think that gay people are going to hell, but she does think they're wrong and that what they're doing is a sin. But she thinks that God will forgive them for this sin if they are good people. And I think the only reason she's even gotten to that point is because I had friends from high school that later on came out, and I was like, you know, X person is gay, right? Does
now,
that
are they,
mean...
Are they an X person because they're gay now? No, I know what you meant.
All right, let's say...
Person Y.
Do we know...
Bob Smith
I'm trying
here.
To think of a really good nondescript name because I have a lot of friends...
Lisa S. No, that's much too descriptive. L. Simpson.
No, but I'm trying, like, A lot of my friends have names like Bob that I don't want to say Bob because that's going to sound like I'm talking about Bob.
Jimmy Jones was like, I'm gay. And you were like, Mom, you remember Jimmy Jones came over? Oh, great kid. Why did you never
Jimmy Jones was best friends. Like, we used to hang out all the time at the movie nights. Jimmy Jones is gay. And my mom was like, oh, okay, well, I can't say gay people are going to hell because I saw my daughter hang out with Jimmy, and Jimmy was a good kid, and he was nice, and they had fun, and he was clearly not a bad person. So Jimmy Jones can't be going to hell because he's gay.
Right.
So even though that still has to be a sin because Sodom and Gomorrah, that's bad, you know, she's in a weird place.
But really, like, I couldn't...
And she's a smart woman.
Right.
A very smart and talented woman.
It's how you're raised and how you progress with things, too, though. Like, you know,
Frankly, I applaud her for saying, no, he's not going to hell.
True. But, I mean, we look at...
She got somewhere with that.
We look at history books and it's like, really? You had separate drinking fountain for the black kids? What the fuck is that? It makes no sense. It seems so horrible and terrible.
And we really haven't gotten that far from there, but that's another conversation. I mean,
like, we see that and think it's ridiculous. And thus, hopefully, I would think our kids will be like, you won't let gay people get married? Why? Like, you know, did straight men really think like, oh, if those queers get married, I can't hook up at the bar anymore? Like, they're not stealing the women away from you, buddy. It doesn't affect your life at all.
My ex comes in here. His rationale was, why aren't they happy with a civil union? Marriage is for Christians, and Christians reject them. Why do they even want
marriage
that
is for Christians?
Place?
There's a lot of, like, I don't know, 1,000 other religions that'd be real pissed off at that.
Well, to be fair, he did marry an atheist recently.
Is he remarried?
I'm fairly sure. I mean, it's all secondhand.
Not that anyone listening to this gives a shit, but...
It's all secondhand, and it's not like I was invited. Nor do I care.
My ex ate, like, a fucking side of, I don't know, of an entire farm and beefed up and still got married wearing white, so whatever.
Frankly, I have my wine in me, so you know I'm being honest. Like, I wish him the best. We were stupid and young.
He will be missed.
We thought that getting married was the solution to a lot of problems.
Lots of people
and
think
evidently
that
you don't get married to solve problems. You get married because you want to be with someone.
Start problems.
Thank you. But I'm hoping that he also figured out that you get married because you want to be with someone, because you think it's going to rectify a wrong or create a proper situation. Whatever. Bottom line is, for someone that argued against gay marriage because marriage is a Christian
idea?
I don't want to, not idea, a Christian
sacrament,
we'll say. Why does someone who is rejected by those individuals want to be a part of that sacrament?
That's stupid.
It is stupid. Because
we don't allow blacks in baseball. Why would a black want to play our sport? Like, that's essentially what he's saying.
Pretty much. And
it's like, oh, Jackie, who? What the fuck? Sorry.
And you can certainly be gay and be a Christian. So being gay and being a Christian are not mutually exclusive because some sects of Christian religion reject them.
What do I need to be Christian? Oh, you need to love God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and you need to be a good person to everyone. Okay, I like to lay with other men. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's a little asterisk.
You need to watch 6 Feet Under.
Space down here.
I need you to watch 6 Feet Under for me.
I could do that. I heard that one thing's really fucked up.
Which one?
I forget.
Like, the beginning of every episode is fucked up. I like, even just thinking back to them, I can't, like, usually the first 5 minutes I watch with my eyes covered, which I'm doing right now. You can't see it. Kevin Hellions can. He can describe it for you. But I watch the first 5 minutes like this because
it's like
gruesome.
A creepy death or an autopsy? Or?
Well, the premise of
there, it's
Six
funeral.
Feet Under, it's the funeral directors.
Yeah.
So the episode always starts out with who they're going to be dealing with in that episode, who they're going to be, you know, preparing
embalming
for
their... and autopsying and... Well, not, no, it's not really autopsy. Embalming.
Embalming and...
preparing.
Preparing for their funeral. And it's often fucked up. Like, there's one where a guy is...
Is it worse than Christopher Plony spread assed on Oz?
I don't know. I haven't seen Oz. Okay. My ex didn't like it when we borrowed it.
It's a fantastic show.
Let's
it's
be surprised.
Gay as hell, but it's a great show.
Well, exactly. Why would he like something that was gay? But it always starts out with a really messed up death. I remember one where a guy is cleaning out some sort of like blending machine and he gets chopped up into like 70 pieces.
Huh.
And like it's well enough done that it is really creepy, skin-crawling creepy. So I don't watch it. And a lot of times I'd plug my ears, too.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear it.
Oh, there's... All right, there's a...
Because I've watched it at least two or three times through.
There's a wrestling message board that right now I pretty much just lurk
on. Can I just tie something up while we're done?
Sure.
So, yeah, my mom not knowing what Fight Club was, I was able to be like... Can you get me Fight Club for Easter? And it was in my Easter basket, and it was awesome.
I've read that book so many times.
I have actually never read the book, but I would love to.
It's I don't know if it's in this library. It might be.
It's got to be in this library.
It might be in Watertown.
I know they have High Fidelity because I got it out.
Oh, I mean like our personal library.
Oh, our okay.
It may not be in our personal library now, but it's in our...
It is in Jervis Library if it is not in our personal library.
It's in our sub-library.
I don't think it is in our personal library.
It's in our storage
library. I would have...
I own it.
But if it was in this house that we are sitting in right now, I would have seen it and grabbed it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll grab it next time we're up. Have you read any other things by Chuck Palahniuk?
What else has he written? I don't think so.
Choke, Snuff, Survivor, Lullaby... Strange Happenings, I think, is his nonfiction one that I read. It's fucking awesome.
What's his nonfiction book about?
I think it's called Strange Happenings. I could be wrong. Yeah, I should. Just top it off. It's Black Swan Night, kids. I think it's called... I think the book's called Strange Happenings. And it's Chuck Palahniuk, and apologies if I pronounce his name incorrectly, but you know what? If he wanted to pronounce correctly all the time, he should have had a simpler name. So,
Jimmy Jones knew what he was doing. Good old gay Jimmy Jones that I went to high school with.
No one fucked up Bob Smith's name. But it's...
We don't say your last name, but I have said your last name.
Yeah.
Are you scared? You don't want it?
I don't want it.
Well, okay. Let's just say that.
Not that I'm embarrassed by it, but like.
Kevin Hellion's real last name could.
Is an adjective.
Could be pronounced one of two ways, which are also words. And if you've paid attention in prior podcasts, you already know what it is because I've said it. And we had been talking frequently.
Oh, that's
both
right, before
single
you knew how to
and
say my
courting
name.
Each other. For a couple months before I got the nerve to ask him how he actually pronounced his last name, because our professor who we had the class together where we first met was just notorious for mispronouncing last names.
It's okay. Fight Club, please. All right. I'll finish the Fight Club thing, then I gotta go to this other thing for the name. Finish the Fight Club thing. Chuck Palahniuk, he's got this nonfiction, it's like a bunch of nonfiction essays. It's called Strange Happenings. One of the first stories is when Fight Club first starts becoming popular, people invited him to actual fight clubs. Now, it's a chicken and egg thing. Did these exist before his book and before the movie, or, you know, were they created because of it, chicken or the egg?
I think they probably existed before.
Yeah, maybe they didn't have...
The concept doesn't seem outside of...
No, and maybe it didn't have
a natural reality.
I think
they
probably influenced each other. You know, maybe, like, we had
this... I
would
say that a fight club was probably a fully formed thing before, and they just got a catchy little name and a public persona.
Yeah, they were probably like, we had this, which Fight Club came out and then became this, and Chuck Palahniuk had an idea and saw this thing and then became Fight Club. You know, I think maybe there was an influence on each other.
How great is Edward Norton?
Oh, it's a great movie. Fantastic movie.
The movie is fantastic, but Edward Norton in general.
I think I like the book a little better.
I probably would, but I honestly, I've seen the movie enough times that I feel like the book will be weird. High Fidelity, when I finally read it, because I had seen the movie so many times, just the fact that it was set in England and not an American city was enough to throw me off the whole book.
Oh, really? Not enough for me.
I'd seen the movie dozens of times.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're talking, Elise has a VHS collection of 50 VHSs and no cable. So Elise watches a lot of VHS movies over and over.
I love High Fidelity.
And High Fidelity was one of my favorites, so I'd watch it repeatedly. We're talking, you know, maybe I'd watch it every other week for a couple of years. So to finally read the book, I think I have here, but I own. But I've read it now, and it was weird after having seen the movie so many times. I had the movie playing in my head the whole time, and every now and then something would happen where I'd be like, this is not the movie. And it took me out of it because I was like, this is not what I'm picturing.
The funny thing
what I'm reading directly contradicts everything my mind wants to tell me is what's happening.
Most of the big scenes in the book that aren't in the movie are on the deleted scenes, though. They were filmed for the movie and just didn't, they said it didn't flow right.
They don't put deleted scenes on VHSs.
True.
Well, let me tell you.
Yes, the other Chuck Palahniuk book, Strange Happenings, I think that's what it's called. It's something similar, if not, that is just like nonfiction essays. Like, as he became famous, stuff that he saw and was invited to and everything. And it's like, wow, America's pretty fucked up. It's very, very good. Also, to go along with, you didn't know how to pronounce my last name there, we need to bring up the infamous Kevin Helians thing.
Oh, but how awesome was that? I don't care. You should change it to Kevin Helians.
Oh, there's three now.
Three?
Because our friend Kurt always pronounces it Kevin Helians. I
honestly think maybe you should change it. That's your biggest public exposure.
Yep. I was lucky enough to have Allison Hayslip of Attack of Show mention me, and she pronounced it as Helians. And I wrote into Pete's Basement, which is one of my other favorite podcasts. I'd call it a podcast. It's a video one, but it's a podcast pretty much. One of my other favorite podcasts of the week.
Of vlog, maybe?
Yeah, we could call it a vlog.
Pete's Basement isn't a vlog.
It's a show.
It's a show.
It's an internet TV show.
Yeah.
But Pete said Hellions. They did like three of them around this week. Pete said Hellions. Steve said nothing, but it was my question. He just didn't give a name. And Ramon said Helians. So I'm even on there. I'm canceled out for there.
But I think Allison Hayslip of Attack the Show.
But Kevin
Prayer
said it on the actual show, though, and said Hellions.
And I never got to see it, and you deleted it.
I have it on my flip.
But it's not the same, and I will watch it. But did you ever mention to our podcast viewers that you were on Attack, featured verbally on Attack of the Show?
Like, they mentioned my name, and yes, it's an amazing shout-out and the best one I've ever received.
All right, but let's put this in context. So this is the relaunch of G4. With the new co-host, whose name is
Candace Bailey.
She's
gotten really good.
I just don't remember her name yet because I haven't really watched it since she's been on. I normally go to sleep while you're watching it.
We really wanted Allison to get it.
We really did want Allison. Love you, Allison Hayslip. Mention me, Elise No Last Moniker. Why does Kevin get all the love? So sexist.
If she does another YouTube questions thing, I'll throw it in there.
But, so... It's the window from the wind on the porch.
Sorry, I was hearing weird noise.
Relax. It's all good. It's all good.
Attack of the Show.
So Attack of the Show is doing their relaunch, and the contest was to submit a slogan for the new relaunch of Attack of the Show.
Not that they said, like, we're going to use this on publicity or anything, just for fun. But still, for fun, why not? Submit it on Twitter, and we'll mention your name and all. I submitted like 50 things. I was like, I'm going to be on here.
And what made it on the air, Mr. Helians?
Attack of Show is more fun than a negative pregnancy test.
Which just goes to show you that Mr. Helians doesn't want to have a baby with me.
Yes,
because a negative pregnancy test would be oh so fun.
Well, frankly,
because we're not married, Kevin Helians' family is very Catholic, That wouldn't be fun.
I was trying.
We're waiting until the wedding day to go there.
I was trying to get giggles from the LA audience that is Attack of the Show. I figured they'd get a kick out of that. Oh,
and apparently they did because you got on the air.
Thank you,
and Kevin Pereira.
Week. I was like, "Fucking A, all right."
More fun than the negative pregnancy test, and I was so proud of you. And our friend Mr. Sweet Maddie Treats of Team Hellions called me. I was at my parents' for an Ohana family dinner.
I was at work,
so I didn't answer. Well, actually, I didn't even see the call. We were eating dinner. I turned my volume off, but he was so excited. Saw it live.
He's like, "You're famous." He doesn't even have Twitter. I'm shocked he doesn't.
I know. It seems such a Sweet Maddie Treats thing. And Mr. Treats, let's give a shout-out right now because he is our hero tonight. Irish Fest. This is
Which I'm debating on
March
10th. For.
Do it. Why not? Okay. Worst comes to worst, you delete it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I always say before we podcast. Worst comes to worst, we'll just delete it.
We're going over an hour in this one. I hope you don't care. But it's flowing very, very well.
Should we cut off and restart?
Yeah, fuck it. They can pause.
I say we cut off and restart.
I say they can pause.
I say that they only have so much patience. I say that we're lucky to even have all of you listening to us.
If I do,
and
I,
we should benevolently let you.
Do you have to pee? Is that what's really going on?
That's not what's really going on. I do have to pee. Okay. In other news, in related news, maybe.
Just breaking, my dam.
I think that's a great end here, and we'll pick up right off for the next podcast with why Mr. Sweet Maddie Treats is a hero.
All right, so we're just over an hour. I'm Kevin Hellions. That is Elise. No moniker necessary. Part of Team Hellions. This is Angels and Hellions podcast. TeamHellions.com. Elise is credited at nerdnuptials.etsy.com.
It is awesome, handcrafted.
Walking Dead approved.
Walking Dead
someone
approved.
Who works on the show got one of them
someone
as a gift.
On the Walking Dead show got one of my...
I say that's Walking Dead approved.
Walking
Chris Jericho
approved.
Mentioned an article I wrote. Thus, I say TeamHellions.com is Chris Jericho approved. That's my logic.
Word.
So this is Angels and Aliens podcast. This apparently is going to become a part one of two episode. I'm still drunk. Elise is a little tipsy. We're having loads of fun. We're talking about who the fuck knows. I didn't expect to talk about religion and giants or wherever this kind or Fight Club, wherever this conversation may take us. So if you're excited about it, join us too. We're going to go pee. You go pee too. And we'll be right back here in Angels and Aliens.
In a week.